looking to improve energy efficiency innovations in Wellington County, a climate-conscious grant program could soon be coming to Center Wellington. The HEAT program, or Home Energy Efficiency Transition Program, was given the okay by council on Monday to return to be approved as a bylaw. As well, Mayor Sean Waters will be penning a letter of support to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. Karen Chisholm, Wellington County's climate change and sustainability manager, who gave details of the project, says changes to involved properties could come in a variety of formats.
We're looking at energy efficiency renovations. This would be things like windows and doors improvement. It could be insulation in the walls, in the attic. It could be changing out the mechanical system to improve energy efficiency, but also reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Chisholm added she views the project as an opportunity to educate homeowners on how to reduce energy demand. She went on to say one of the many benefits of the program would be its local focus.
These are our neighbors and this is our community. And so I think what you'll find is a more tailored approach to address the needs of the community. We really see that as a benefit, that it's kind of a grown-in County of Wellington type program, and it's addressing the needs of specifically our communities and our neighbors.
Chisholm says grant money will come from partners in governance and noted loans are not tied to the homeowner, but the home.
The idea is that homeowners will be able to access grants from those other levels of government, put that towards their energy efficiency work, and then come to the county and the municipalities to fund the rest of it through this LIC loan. So it'll be a low interest loan, and is tied to the property as opposed to the person.
The program looks to complement federal and provincial climate change programs in an effort to reduce energy demand and further the lifespan of the county's energy grid. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand At 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.